The other possible exception, which is a sugya on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, namely Mavir Midas Balabayis, the Tzoveya case, which hopefully you've seen a little bit about, the sugya also in Bar Metziah, and so on. So we'll get back to that. But that's one approach. According to that approach, basically also we would want to accentuate the role of Shinu Hashem in Shinu Maisa, either as a parallel or even as a requirement, and maybe even as the real mechayev of Shinui. Because basically what we're saying is it's not anything that you do to the chayfetz or that happens to the chayfetz, it's the result of it being a transformed, the new identity that the chayfetz assumes that is responsible for everything. And therefore the line in the Gemara in Samach Hamad Beis about Shinui Hashem, an even stronger line on Samach Vavamad Beis about Shinui Hashem being the equivalent of Shinui Maisa, that looms large according to this approach. And as we already explained, the Ramban in his Muchamos and Daf Kuf Yud Dalid has an especially strong expression of this, where he says that all Shinui Maisa's work midin Shinui Hashem. And he just explains that the reason that occasionally you require Yiyush to combine with Shinui Hashem is for other reasons. Namely, if you have a Shinui Hashem and you don't have a Yiyush, so maybe it's a Shinui HaChozer LeBriyaso. After all, if you're not in control and there's somebody else and he's going to change it back, he's going to switch it back to a previous function, thereby switching its identity, so then it's going to be Chozer LeBriyaso. So you need the Yiyush to establish that this is Eino Chozer LeBriyaso. That's one formulation. Or the other formulation that we saw, which is also very intriguing, to be Meshana Shem of a Chayfetz, what gives you the right to call this Chayfetz a new name? It's very fascinating. In other words, who gives you the bailus to transform the function or identity of this object? For that, you have to be someone in a position of control. I can't take somebody else, just like Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheina Shalom, that's what the Ramban quotes. Just like Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheina Shalom, so too, someone cannot be responsible for transforming the shame of something which is Eina Shalom. So you're going to get the impression that Shinui Hashem is not independent and that it requires auxiliary factors in order to work. You're going to get that impression, says the Ramban, but if you analyze it carefully, what's really happening in all those cases is that these are peripheral conditions that allow for Shinui Hashem to work in a completely independent way. Yeah.
I think the Ram Tag says something similar in the City of Bitul Chametz. In the City of Chametz, that only the violin can has the ability to change the nature of the chayfetz.
And to be mashvil afar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds like it sounds familiar. Very good. Again, you have to wait in each case. It also depends on how Bitul Chametz works, obviously. But I think that does sound familiar. Okay, so this is the whole role of Shinui Hashem is going to be very, very central according to that view. And that's, I say, the most extreme is the Ramban, who says every Shinui Maisa is Shinui Hashem. But even the other Rishonim, like Tosas and Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and the fact that the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, or at least the Ramah, in Shin Samech Sivav, comes up with a rule that every Shinui Maisa has to have a Shinui Hashem, also may work in that direction. Well, that's more complicated. That might it might be a shear in the Maisa rather than, you know, the Maisa being a way of establishing the difference in the shame. But the point is that the more Shinui Hashem is going to work independently, the more we're going to understand that the transformation of the identity of the object is really what is at stake here. The other perspective, the opposite perspective, is to see Shinui Kona being different than Shinui in some of these other cases, and maybe there's more than one breakdown in the world of Shinui. As we discussed before, again, this question of, you know, when things depend on the present, when does a looming, you know, past continue to play a role? You can't escape your past, can't divorce from the past. That could be the whole discussion of Rava on Tzadi Gimel and Beis Tzadi Dal and Aleph, where he says, you know, maybe we should be mechalik between brachos or karbonos, the mi'isi. Some of those distinctions relate to the present, and others, and it's a distinction between Shinui Kone and Gzela and them, saying perhaps Shinui Kone is not a change in the transformation, it's not a transformation in the identity at all. As long as the identity remains, and the stigma therefore remains, you're going to have things like a problem of bracha, kol botzea berech nietz Hashem, or you're going to have a problem of esnan, mi'isi, legavoa, as opposed to gezela, let's say, where the problem is one of kinyan, and we'll explain that in just a minute. But even within the world of identity, that if you're comparing esnan zona and reish tzagez, and brachos, and peya, where it all seems to be about not kinyan but about identity, even then there might be chilukim, as I said before. Sometimes we care about the status now, and sometimes we care about the fact that we still know what it used to be. And in some halachos, what it used to be is also sufficient to undermine. So that has to be weighed in terms of Shitas Rav. Either way, for our purposes, our sugya of Shinui Kona Bigzela, we would then come to the conclusion that there are two dinim, and that Shinui Kona doesn't necessarily require the level of Shinui that constitutes a totally different chafetza. You don't need such a radical transformation. All we really need to do is to accomplish enough to give us a kinyan. Then, of course, the next question becomes, what is that kinyan based on? What do you really need to accomplish to establish that kinyan? Yeah.
Why are we learning this imposition of the past on the present to Rava? Meaning that could be the underlying reason behind any issue today.
And I'm saying Rava was in Ansari Dalet Rabban Aleph was responding to was arguing with Abaya. Abaya says that five or six different manda amrim amru davar echa. Right. Now those five or six manda amrim go across the board. Right, we're talking about Esnan Zona, Reishis Hagez, we're talking about Shinui and Gezel, we're talking about Brachos, we're talking about Peya. Abaya said they're all the same halacha. Rava said, no, not necessarily, they can all argue with each other. So in terms of Shinui Kone Bigzela, that's different than the other cases, that's clear, and we're going to explain that more fully now. That's our main focus, because that's what we're learning. But in terms of the difference between Reishis Hagez, Esnan Zona, Mitzvah Vav Aveira, Peya, etc., doesn't that all seem like it's one halacha? So there, Rava says, here it's Mi'isi L'Gavoa, there it's both, Botzea Berach Nietz Hashem, here it's Tazo V'Yaseira, we read the Gemara on Thursday. What are those things about? They're all about the identity of the object on some level, right? Reishis Hagez is a question whether it's all, Mitzuref. Esnan Zona is a question whether or not you have the stigma. Botzea Berech Nietz Hashem is about a stigma. So how can you be Chalik within the identity group? How could you be Chalik? That's what I'm trying to explain. So what I'm suggesting is that even within that group, you might be saying, what Rava may be saying is, sometimes the Gzeres HaKasuv tells us that we don't just care what it is now, we also care whether or not we remember what it used to be.
Can we say that for those who don't hold of for Abaye,
yes,
that's what he's saying in general for all of
Abaye seems to be saying that everything is the same. Now, is everything the same because we only care about the present, or everything is the same because not only do we not only care, maybe we'd care about the past too, but the Shinui is of such consequence that even the past is divorced. I think that's an open question in Abaye. But within Rava, who is mechalek actually between the cases, I think it's logical to say that in some cases where we're interested in the present only, in some cases we're also interested in the past, in some cases the transformation is such that the past doesn't haunt us either. Okay, I'm just pointing out that for Rava, there are many more divisions than there are for Abaya. Now again, even for Abaya, I'll repeat what I said on Thursday, even for Abaya, it's tempting to say it's all one halacha, including Shinui, Kona, Bigzela. It's not Muchrach. We also might say that the common denominator of all of them is some sort of Shinui Bechefza, some sort of transformation, right? Because, as I said, the argument could always be either about the criterion, what you need for a particular area of halacha, or to what extent we really believe change can take place, either present change or even change that divorces from the past. To the extent that those issues also affect all the cases, even if they affect them, you know, for different reasons, that's still a common denominator. So even according to Abaye, I'm just saying, if you look structurally, Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shmuel, and right, kulam amru davar echad. So it's tempting to say that according to Abaye, there's only one halacha. However, even within Abaye, I'm saying it's not just a davar pasha. Certainly within Rava, it's very tempting to say that we're talking about different levels. Shinikon is one thing, stigma of the past is something else, stigma in the present is something in between those two things. Okay. Now, according to the second perspective, that at least in Shinui Konem, it's not necessary that we have a total divorce from the past. So then the question is, what is the focus going to be? And again, Shinui Hashem becomes a lot more problematic. For the same reason that it was attractive for the first view, it becomes more of a problem for the second view. Because Shinui Maisa, where there is a Maisa, in particular, is possibly a Kenyan. But what about Shinui Demimela? Right? Or Shinui Hashem? Right? Both of which are not triggered by any particular actions, no initiative. Could they be Kenyanim? Right? That becomes more of a problem. So then, to downplay the line of the Gemara in Samach Yamud Beis, and the even more forcefully stated Samach Vav Yamud Beis about Shinui Hashem k'Shinui Maisa becomes important. So, as we know, some Bali Tosas already do. Tosas on Samach Yamud Beis and Samach Vav Yamud Aleph downplays Shinui Hashem, unlike Tzadi Gimel Yamud Beis. The Gra I mentioned in Shulchan Aruch on Shin Samach says even Tosas on Tzadi Gimel Yamud Beis didn't really mean that as a general rule Shinui Hashem is the basis for or is required with Shinui Maisa. No. So then we just have to figure out how far we push it. But Shinui Hashem and Shinui Demimela, even in Shinui Maisa, are going to be far more problematic if you take this view that Shinui Kon is a Kenyan. Now, what is that Kenyan? So let's discuss that for a minute. So here I think there are several options. And this touches on, you know, topics that we've discussed, obviously, at great length previously. We just need to revisit them for this context. It goes back to the limud itself. Im kein shegazal yachsir, im lav, right? Damim boi shlume. So as we explained, if you take option number one, that Shinui Kona is a general halacha and Shinui in transformation of the identity of the Cheftza, so then the limud is focused on the result. Im kein shegazal yachsir, im lav, right, but the damim boy shlume means if it's not the chepet hagazel anymore, and it now belongs to the gazlan, obviously there's no hashava. If you own something, you don't have to return it. For the same reason that you wouldn't return a chepet if you said yirsh kona, you wouldn't say that you have to return a chepet of shinui kona. That's all the Gemara means. So basically, it's a limud, and the focus is on the result. On the other hand, if we take the view that Shinui Kone is a Kinyan, so it's possible at least, it's still possible that it's just a result. The result of the Kinyan is you don't have to return the ban. But it's also possible that now the Limud is telling us how this Kinyan works. How does the Kinyan work? It targets the Chiyuv Hashava. By targeting the Chiyuv Hashava, that is the Kinyan. But this can also be explained in more than one way. So on one extreme, we could explain, as we have in the past, that kinyane gzela that flow from the maisa gzela are really primarily responsible. You do maisa gzela, that also creates kinyanim. It's bederach kinyan, as we know, right? And that would win the chafetz for you, except for one fact, and that is veheshiv as gzela asher gazal, which interferes. But now, if that's true, if it's an interfering obstacle, so the second that you can neutralize it, so then the kinyanei gzeila kick in again, and they work. And that's exactly what happens, and that's how Shinui Kona works. And that's what the Achronim mean when they say that Shinui Kona works off of kinyanei gzeila. It completes kinyanei gzeila. That's the most extreme way to look at it. The clearest cut way to work at to look at it, although it has certain problems, as we'll see. So according to that perspective, Shiri Kone isn't even... It is a Kenyan. It certainly doesn't require that the same level of Shinui, one would think, as Esnan Zona or Reisha Sagez or the others. All you really need to do is make sure that it's not Ke'en Shugazal. And there's no Ashava. Once there's no Ashava, Kinyane Gzela work. That's one big perspective. And that's a perspective which Rashi in Tamura works well with, or in the Gemara said Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, and the Gemara brought Raya from the Heshivis Agzela, from Kala Gazana Misham and Kishas Agzela. And Rashi understood that that was a reference to Shinui Kone. So how does Shinui Kone prove that Komad Omer Achmana Lo Savidi Yavid Mahani? The best way to interpret that Gemara in Tamura is to interpret that there couldn't be a Shinui Kone if there wasn't first Kinyane Gzela based on the Maisa Gzela. That's exactly what the Gemara means. So if it wasn't for Yavid Mahani, namely Kinyane Gzela, then there would never be Shinui Kone either. That works nicely for the Raivid about Shol Shalom Midas, right, that Shol Shalom Midas is a Gazlin, but there are no Kinyane Gzela, and therefore, since there's no Kinyane Gzela, there is no Shinui Kone, because Shinui Kone always works off of the original Kinyane Gzela. That is the one very prominent view of how to explain Shinui Kone, not a new identity completely, but as a Kinyan, but as not a Kinyan in its own right, but as a Kinyan that facilitates the original Kinyanim of the Ma'is Gzela. Okay. However, that's not the only way to interpret either. It's possible to take another stance, and that is that Shinui Kone is an independent Kinyan Gzela. Now, when I say it's an independent Kinyan Gzela, but there's still a lot of room for formulating this, we could say that it has absolutely nothing to do with Hashava. In fact, we could, you know, revisit the whole issue and say, listen, the Kinyanic Gzela that result from the Maisa Gzela are important, but they're limited. The Chiyuv Hashava is not an obstacle to the full implementation of those Kinyanic Gzela. The Kinyanic Gzela themselves are inherently limited. They can't accomplish more than what they accomplish at the time. On the contrary, Chiyuv Hashava is a function of their incomplete nature. It's not the cause of their incomplete impact or effect. It is a reflection of it. The Maisa Gzela, it's we sometimes forget because the rayas about the potency of the Maisa Gzela and the Kinyan that it creates are so strong, and it's such a fascinating idea that we sometimes forget that it's also a huge chiddush. The idea that Maisa Gzela create kinyanim. So Eilecha Bo L'chidusho, they create kinyanim for certain things. They make them into a junior partner, like we discussed. Tashmishim, maybe some other issues, maybe Nizke Mamon, right? But the idea that they are so powerful that if not for the Torah's imposing Chiyuv Hashava, that they would have won the Chayfetz free and clear, we don't have to go that far. If the Kinyane Gzela, the original Kinyane Gzela, don't have that capacity, and the Chiyuv Hashava reflects that, but doesn't cause it, so then you have to look at Shinui Kone in a different way. Within the world of Shinui Kone being just a Din Kinyan, in other words. So then it's not anymore, you've neutralized the Hashava, you've won the day. But rather, the Shinui Kone is a Kinyan in its own right. Now again, given the present reality, it's a total Kinyan, or teams up with the Kinyan Gzela to win what is outstanding. You can say it either way. But either way, Shinui Kone does not work based on neutralizing the Chiyuv Hashava. It works on being Kone the Chayfetz to the extent that it still remains Birshus Hanigza. Now one could say that it focuses on the Be'en, that it works on winning the be'en. That's still different than saying that it works on neutralize or winning the be'en by neutralizing the chiyuv hashava. You might say the shinui is a kinyan in the be'en, and is a kinyan in the be'en. That's when you take a chayfetz, but you're not the chefetz itself is unaffected. You've just taken it from one rishus to the other, so that doesn't affect the be'en. And therefore, mitzad ha-be'en, it remains fully, but it's just a nigzal. And whatever kinyanim there are very limited. The second that there is a shinui that targets the be'en, and that wins the kinyan. If you say that, again, you're more likely to think that you need a maisa. Let me pull back a second. If you said the first way, which is imkein, shagazal, yachzir, lav, damin bar shlume, the only thing that was holding you back from full kinyanim to begin with was the chiyuv hashava. So then in theory, we do not need a maisa shinui. Moreover, shinui hashem might be sufficient as well. Because the main thing is, in both of those cases, it's conceivable that we've sufficiently targeted the chiyuv hashava. Imkein shegazal yachzir imlav, because there's no yachzir, therefore there's kinyan. So, if it's not Kain Shagazal, because a Shinui Maisa de Bimela took place, or a Shinui Hashem took place, you've broken continuity from what was, and that's enough to eliminate the Chiyuv Hashava, so then you have full fledged Kinyanim. Because you don't need the Shinui to be the Davar Akona, you need the Shinui to trigger the Kinyan of the Maisa Gzela. But if we say that Shinui Kone works not based on neutralizing the Hashava and allowing the other Kinyanim to operate, but in its own right. So then it becomes very difficult to say Shinui Hashem alone or Shinui Demimel. Then one would think that you really do require a Maisa Shinui. And this is partly what the Rosh was talking about in Perek Tes. Rosh is discussing that question. According to certain perspectives of Shinui Kone, whether you do or don't compare it to Tavra Vashasya, one would think that you should require a Maisa B'Yadayim. It sounds like what the Rosh is partially saying, not only the equation to Tavra V'Shasya, but the question whether or not this is just neutralizing the Chiyuv Hashava, or it's a Kinyan in its own right, that Gufa dictates whether you need a Maisa or not. Likewise, the Ksos in the Meshovev Nesivos, again for a different reason, a little bit different reason, says, according to the Nesivos' view of Shinui Kone, which is that it is an independent kinyan and the equivalent of Tavra V'Shasya, he says you really should require, and that he interprets the Gemara in Tmura that way as well, because that's how the Gemara Tmura is read by the Nesivos. When the Gemara says that Yavid Mahani, it doesn't refer to the original Maisa Gzela, according to the Nesivos, it refers to the Shinui Kone. That's a bit of a chiddush in the way reading the Gemara in Tmura. If you read the Gemara and Tmura that way, says the Ksos in the Meshovev Nesivos, then presumably you should have to have a Maisa. Because anything less than a Maisa would not qualify for Yavid to prove Yavid Mahani. One second. See if I can find it quickly. That's the Meshovev Nesivos and Simen Lamed Dalet. And the truth is, I think it's a very fair criticism of the Nesivos, because the Nesivos there is not working with the idea that Shinui Kone works by neutralizing the Chiyuv Hashava. He's working with this other idea that somehow Shinui Kone is a kinyan b'toras atzma. I'm suggesting maybe based on attacking the Be'en. He criticizes the Nesivos. And then he says, among other things, "Benira dal shinui lo hava maksha ha'avar member derachmana I avar mina de shinui hava gzela kim de shinui de mimela gam kein kona lo shayich be kom midi dam rachmana lo sas sasei avid lo mahani." Lo Mimela gamken kona, v'lo boi shiyasahu, v'lo shayich l'meimer, kol mokom dam rachmona, lo savid, yavid mahani. V'lo porach hashas, ela gzela, haryom rachmona lo sigzol, lo lahani gzela dilei, v'kivit lo hamahani gzela didei, ena shine kona, v'im lo gazla, ein b'shine klum, v'dok. So basically, the Ksos disagrees with the Nesivus' reading of Tmura and says that the way you have to read it is that the Shini Kona is made al the Maisa Gzela. But if it had been like the Nesivus, then Shinu Demimela should not work. But one could argue, even aside from Tmura, just Misvara itself. If the basis isn't neutralizing the Chiyuv Hashava, but it is a Maisa Kenyan, then one should require a Maisa. And as I say, I think that's what the Rush may very well have in mind as well. Okay, so this second perspective, the perspective that we're associating with the Nesivos, which is, and maybe one day in the Rush, which is that it's not neutralizing the original Hashava, but it is a Kenyan Bifnei Atzmo. Does this have anything to do with Hashava at all? One could have said no, as I just said. Could have said the original Kenyanic Zela are inherently limited, Chiyav Hashava is a reflection of that. Shinui Kona now is a din b'fnei atzmo. Very possible. Or, is it possible that if there was no Chiyuv Hashava, at the moment, you couldn't have Shinui Kona even of this sort? Why? Anybody? Yeah?
Because in order for the Torah to give you a requirement to give something back to another person, you have to have it first.
I'm not sure how that explains, which I'm wondering whether or not Shinui Kona of this type, of like an independent Kenyan, does that require that there be an outstanding Chi of Hashava?
Sure, I mean, since the Torah is telling you that you yourself have to give the item, that your mitzvah asay is
right.
To take the item and then give it back to the victim, so then therefore you, it's predicated on the fact that you have it already. Therefore, when you have the Shino, what the Shino does...
What do you mean you have it already?
Meaning that you have it sufficiently already that you can do an act of Nesina. And...
mean it's your Bailus already?
Yeah.
So you're talking about something else. You're saying there wouldn't be a Chiyuv of the Heish, which I'm not sure if it's true, but you're saying there wouldn't be a Heish of Esagzela Asher Gazal unless you're already partial Bailus.
By the Torah writing...
But that's what we're asking. I'm asking whether or not it's possible that Shinui Kona is contingent, I'm saying the opposite. Is it possible that Shinui Kona is contingent on there still being an outstanding Chiyuv Hashava?
Meaning, the Torah has to give you, and has to be a situation where the Torah gives you Chiyuv Hashava in order for you to obtain the Kenyan on it. Meaning, only once the Torah gives you Chiyuv Hashava is it put in your hands in order that you can be able to do the mitzvah.
Only then can you talk about the Shinui being significant for Shinui Kona, you mean?
Right, because before
okay.
that.
So that's not exactly what you said before, but
sorry.
It's the opposite. But I agree with you. In other words, unless I'm putting words in your mouth, but then you'll tell me. Basically, what I think Michael's saying is that if it's possible that in order for Shinui to be considered a chalos kinyan, there has to be something that it affects, and if there wasn't a chiyuv hashava at this point to which it related or targeted, then maybe it wouldn't. Maybe the act of Shinui wouldn't have enough significance to be considered a Kenyan. In other words, let me explain. Previously, we're explaining Shinui Kona in one of two ways. One is, it's all about the Chiyuv Hashava. Because the Chiyuv Hashava is the single obstacle between you and you, the Gazlan, and full Kenyanin based on your Ma'aseh Zeila. Right? So then Shinui Kona works kind of bakifin, it works kind of indirectly. Shinui Kona eliminates the single obstacle, and then the Maisa Kinyan of the original Maisa Gzela, Kinyan Gzela, swoop in and accomplish the full Kinyan. That's one approach. Correct? The other approach is, no, Shinui Kona, given this point in time, which is, there is a partial Kinyan, right, based on Kinyan Gzela, but that's limited, inherently limited. Nothing to do with the outstanding Chiyuv Hashava. It's just, it goes so far, it's amazing it goes as far as it does, that it doesn't go further is not particularly surprising, correct? However, then comes something called Shinui, preferably be a dayan, hopefully, right? Shinui be a dayan, which is kohen. Now we're saying something a little different, and that is, for this shinui be a dayan to be considered significant so that it can complete the kinyan, right, or accomplish the kinyan, given the predominant kinyane nignav that still remain, for that to be so, there has to be a chiyav hashava. Because if there wasn't a chiyav hashava, and the shinui didn't affect that chiyav hashava, it's not that by affecting the chiyav hashava, you then trigger the kinyane gzela of the mice gzela. We're not saying that. We're saying shinui kona is kona, the shinui is kona, but the shinui wouldn't be kona if it wasn't targeting something of significance that remains. It wouldn't be considered a separate Maisa or Kinyan Gzela otherwise. That's what we're saying?
I wouldn't say that. I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
Okay, so let me try you one more time, because maybe it's...
One, in the Torah, meaning before the Torah wrote the Heshivesa Gzela, the person had absolutely no real acquisition of the item. Meaning that the person stole the item, but they didn't have really...
But isn't that, why is that true?
Because...
That's the total opposite of the first perspective.
Yeah, sort of like...
Well, where the Gar Kinyan Exela.
But they're very limiting, they're extremely limited.
Okay, and why does the Heshivas Exela make it more his?
Because in order to accomplish the Heshiv, the other person, in order to be able to do the act of Heshiv, a person
right.
needs a little bit more.
If I take an object, I'm responsible for taking away your object, it's mine and I don't have any Kinyanim on it. I can't still have an obligation to give it back to you where it belongs?
Maybe not necessarily to say, meaning it wouldn't have a formality maybe.
Why?
Because if it doesn't have to be all the factors of Nesina, meaning the enough violence for Nesina.
Toracha Shaba. We'll get that in a second. But I can hear maybe, but I don't see that that's particular. I mean, that would be the total opposite of the first perspective.
Right, yes.
Could you be Yotzei Hashem Aseveda if you aren't Kona the object before it?
That's a question, to what extent you are or not Kona. But it could be that if you just pick up the object and take it further from... I mean, I think there are 2 points here. Number one, Hashem Aseveda is a neutral situation. You didn't cause the problem. So there you might say, if the Motze isn't sort of a Kona, who gains a sense of responsibility towards the object, so then maybe he would have no connection to it. That's a little different than, you are responsible for taking away this guy's chayfetz. So maybe you have absolutely no kinyanim al yavit, lo mahani, no kinyanim whatsoever, but since you took it away from him, you're responsible to get it back to him. I think he's smart on that. That certainly makes sense. Yeah.
What do you mean, like a sroth type of argument? This idea that he should stop in the face of the meaning?
No, what I mean is...
I
don't know if it makes it. I just mean that to what extent is the shinui? In other words, even if shinui is a kinyan in its own right, it still may need to target something in order to be a significant legal act. And if there's no ashava for it to target. In other words, if there's no obligation to return the be'en anyway, then maybe it's not considered. Then the shinui maybe is not a gezel ha-be'en. But as long as there is still the obligation to give back the be'en, and that is what I have neutralized now, that makes shinui into a gzela. That's totally different than the first pshat, which is by removing the obstacle, I'm lending something else to the kinyan. The kinyan is a shinui. I'm saying, well, what gives this shinui a chalos shame? An act of significance, a gezel, a kinyan, is the fact that it actually accomplishes something halachic. That something halachic is the hashava. Yeah.
So maybe you suggest making it a little different then?
Yeah.
The same idea, meaning it's stopping because I have Beheshev on me,
right.
I say I'm doing exact 180, makes my mice of shinui of stature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what I'm saying.
But not necessarily per se because it accomplishes more, but more just because. Since I'm supposed to return it, and I say no, I'm not going to return it. Instead, I'm going to change it.
Well, I know if it's saying it's staying. I mean, a shinui is not I mean, you did a shinui, so I don't know if there's so much of a difference. I'm just taking out some of the like exclamation marks. Points and all that.
it doesn't have to be your chovos hashava. You know, according to what Rebbe is saying, it doesn't have to be that I'm eliminating my own chovos hashava. It's just the fact that this person can't get a bet anymore. That make it register. It's not that I'm taking my chovos hashava.
If this, maybe, I'm not sure. I think you could draw the line in either place. Whether it's the definition of shinui kone is the targeting of the remain of the chiyav hashava, or it's the reality that there's no longer a be'en to return because of this action as opposed to its previous state. I think that's a different places to draw. You could formulate it either way. There might be nafkamina, but it's the same idea. It's on a continuum. I'm just a question of I'll explain the nafkamina in a minute, so it'll be a little less theoretical.
This idea be similar to the way we understood between the Dhamim with Kimlai, that Kimlai suspends Hashava and therefore approved by suspending.
Say that one more time, that's Kimlai.
We have one way of explaining Kimlai that's suspending Hashava and therefore since it suspends Hashava, we could explain Kinu the Dhamim as being a function of suspending Hashava, therefore you acquire it through that suspending of Hashava. So
right.
Similar here.
In a way. Right. Very good. Yeah.
So it just seems like the only difference between, let's say, this and Hefker would be that it's
Hefker?
Already Rishus. In other words, if there theoretically be no Chiyuv Hashava.
I don't think this is Hefker. This is a king. We're just trying to figure out what makes this. We're not talking about changing the identity of chefetz and therefore it doesn't have a bialim and therefore it happens to be in your rishus. I'm talking about this is a kinyan gzela. But what makes it a kinyan gzela? Where is the gzela? What have you done to the be'en? I said before that the best way to explain this would be that when you took the chefetz, you didn't do anything to the be'en. The be'en was chai v'kayim. It was unaffected by the maisa. What's unique about shinui is it relates to the be'en. Now I'm just adding a point and saying physically the fact that it relates to the be'en is enough, or the fact that also legally it changes my obligation to return the be'en, or makes the be'en unreturnable, is also part of what defines this as a kinyan gzeilah. The nafkamina will be, I'll just tell you the nafkamina, and maybe this will make you help you envision it better, but I'll explain in a second. What about kam le bedraba mine b'shinui? That sounds complicated. In other words, let's say you did a maisa gzeilah b'kam le bedraba mine, and then afterwards you have shinui. What's going to happen then? That's not the normal case. It could be that it's maisa b'chol yom, but it's not the normal case of the cases that we have of kam le bedraba mine are not that, right?
Shibir's not a.
So we'll get to shibir in a minute. Then maybe that's how the nesivos is going to explain shibir. Right? It's not normally understood that way. It's not normally understood that the problem is your shinui took place in the context of a kam le bedraba mine. Normally, it's that your mazik or your second gzela took place, on the basis of a phase one, which was kam le bedraba mine. So we'll get to that in just a second. But that's I'm really speaking about or trying to explain here. I think it's a good explanation of shinui kone in general, but I'm trying to explain in particular the shita of the nesivos. Which we'll explain in just a second. Yeah.
Or is there any mechalik between the chiyav hashava because of the heishav asatzila and the chiyav hashava of turi brishus chamei ba'i?
Yes.
Both of them are technically chiyuvei hashava. And
right. It could be mechalik between them.
Right. But if all that you need really is for the shinui to act on something, then the non.
Well, this is what Eli Chai asked me before. I am being mechalik. I think that there are different places to draw the line, though. That's whether or not it's targeting the chiyuv hashava as a chiyuv, or it's targeting the chefetz, which is going to go back to the owner because it's still not mine and it's his. I think that either one of those could work for this idea, but I think that it is a different place to draw the line, and there are not gamina between them. Absolutely. Okay, so let's explain a little bit better what we mean here. Okay. This question of the relationship between shinui kone and hashava, so we basically have three perspectives that we're pursuing right now. Okay, one is kinyanei gzeila of the maisa gzeila do everything, because the heishav gzeila shegazal was the lone obstacle anyway. That's one, right? Or we're saying shinui kone is kone in its own right. Now, how's a kone in its own right? Either in combination with the original kinyanei gzeila, or that's just the background. Now, given what's left, it's kone in its own right. That also could be an issue. But in particular, what is the relationship now between the Chiyuv Hashava, according to the second perspective, and Shinui Kamin? Okay. So just, you know, we've discussed a lot of these issues. Number one, is Chiyuv Hashava a chiddush, or is it obvious? Okay. We've seen a lot about this already. To the extent that Chiyuv Hashava is the obstacle to full Kinyanei Gzela, but normally you do a Maisa Gzela, so you should have Kinyanei Gzela and you should win the Chepetz, if not for the Chiyuv and the Chiddush HaTorah. Right? So then in a case where there is no Chiyuv and Chiddush HaTorah, so you'll get full Kinyanei Gzela. Right? On the other hand, you also, in a case where there is no obvious Chiyuv HaShava, will say that there's no Chiyuv HaShava, and along the lines of Ephraim and Elichai's Chiyuv HaShava too. Not only the Chiyuv Tircha, the Chiyuv Minat Torah, but you just won't have to return the Chepetz, period. The ban, you can keep it. Even though it seems like you just say, well, it's not yours though. So those are issues that we know about. And we know that there are such shitos, right? The Ramah in Sanhedrin, Rashi in Erevin and Samach Beis, Ben Noach Shagazal. He does or doesn't have a Chiyuv HaShava. You say in the Chabal HaChidush about Chiyuv HaShava. Right? Gezel Akum for the Nesivos. In Shin Mem Ches. Siva says that even if Gezel Akum is Asur, but there's no Chiyuv HaShava in the Chabal HaChidush. So they're looking at Chiyuv HaShava as an extraordinary Chiyuv HaTorah. Meaning Kinyanik Zeil are per se absolute. Right, so where the Torah imposes Chiyuv HaShava, then and only then does it exist. By the same token, that's one set of nafka mina. The other side of the coin is right, and therefore in those cases you should also get full kinyanim. That's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch about Pachas Mishava Pruta. Again, these are things that we discussed earlier in the year. Pachas Mishava Pruta, maybe even Karka V'Avadim. If there's no Chiyuv HaShava, so let there be Kinyanim Gemurim. The Nesivos about Gezel Akum wants to have his cake and eat it too. Right? The Nesivos about Gezel Akum wants to say there's no Chiyuv HaShava, because that's a Chiddush. But that doesn't mean that there are full Kinyanim either. That's an interesting Shita. On the one hand, there's no obstacle. On the other hand, no full kinyanim. He obviously believes that, again, along the what Elichai and Ephraim were just saying, you don't own the object, that doesn't mean you have to return it. Okay, good.
So I thought that he was saying this idea that because you can't return it, therefore you don't own it.
Who?
That dichotomy to deceive us.
No, no, it's a different deceive us. Two different deceive us.
Well,
that's a deceive us in Shin Mem Ches. I'm talking about Gezel Akum. And the Shin Nun Aleph, I'll get to in a second. Just hold off on that. That's the common drop
name. You know, that one in Smeach is the one that Shin Mem Ches is the.
It's a happy one.
Is the acronym, remember?
I thought it was Chamesh. Yeah, go ahead.
So I thought that was the Nikuda that you see, that since there's no Mahashim, therefore there can be no Kenyan.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that in Shin Mem Ches. He does say that in Shin Nun Aleph. I'll get that in a second. But he does not say that in Shin Mem Ches. Okay. Now, the big question, of course, the big challenge to this whole perspective is Rava in Sanhedrin, which we discussed also at length. Right? Rava said, what did Rava say? Again, Zvi?
I'm sorry,
so the big challenge to this whole idea of, you know, Shinui will neutralize the Hashava. Once you neutralize the Hashava, the original Kinyanim will take over. The big challenge to that is Rava. Because Rava in Sanhedrin says, Kamal ibn Rava mine. We're trying to figure out this. We're revisiting this question. Whether or not, is it really true that if there's no Chiyuv HaShava, that there are unrestricted Kinyanim? And you don't need that. So the biggest problem with that is Shitas Rava. It works very well for Rav and Sanhedrin, who said that Baba Machteres, you can keep the ban. It doesn't work well according to Rava, who said you can't keep the ban. So the question is, does this challenge, but this is now, see, now we're looking at it from a different point of view, because now we're trying to figure out Shinui Kona. We're saying this is a very prominent view of Shinui Kona. Shinui Kona really works by triggering the original Kinyane Gezeila. Can you say that if you hold Rava? Baruch Dov, can you say it if you hold Rava? So there are several things you could say. Number one, if you hold like Balamor, then it's all Rabbanan. Right? If Rava really holds like Rav fundamentally. By the way, the Ksos, which I think I gave you to look at this time, the Ksos says that. Right? The Ksos really thinks that even Rashi and Tosis hold like the Balamor, namely that Rav is right min haTorah. That's the Ksos. I think it's a big Kiddush too. The second way is to say what you just said, which is, one more time, the Kamlan Bidravamine wipe out the Kinyanim too. If the Kamlan Bidravamine wipe out the Kinyanim, so you did the Maisig Zela, you had a Kamlan Bidravamine, the Kinyanim didn't kick in, so then the fact that there is no Chiv HaShava isn't going to help you. It's true there's no Chiv HaShava. But it's also true that for the same reason there's no Chiyav HaShava, it went too far. If you can have a situation where there's no Chiyav HaShava, but there are Kinyani Gzela, so then you should get unrestricted Kinyani. But if the Kamlei B'Rabbani didn't just wipe out the Heshavas HaGzela, but it wiped out the Maisa Gzela and the Kinyani Gzela, so then you're left with no basis for Kinyan. Right? Okay. Aye, so why shouldn't you be Chayav Tarav Rishas? So that's what we explained with the Ramah, etc. Good. I think there's another possibility, which I think we also said at the time, and that is Rava, before we get to the Nesivas, which will be the fourth. Rava may be Lishitasa, if you hold like the Bali Tosis. Right, Baruch Dov? Because what do the Bali Tosis hold about Rava's Kamlei B'Rava Mine? That there's a Chiyuv Latzeis Yidei Shamayim. If it's a Chiyuv Latzeis Yidei Shamayim, maybe that means that in Kamlei B'Rava Mine, we don't. Bezin doesn't implement, but it doesn't mean that there is no chiyuv. So let's take in our case. The guy is Baba Machteris, he stole the object. Right? So Bezin will not implement Veheshev Asagzei Lasher Gazal. But does that mean that there is no Veheshev Asagzei Lasher Gazal? Maybe there is. Like Rava says, according to the Balitosis reading, and Ayin of Bezin Baba Kama, and elsewhere, that a Kama Bidrabim Mine is a chiyuv Latse Sidei Shamayim. What does it mean, Chiyav Latzei Sidei Shamayim? Basically, the Bezin won't implement, but the Chiyav exists. So take that on a Veheshev Sagzela level. He's Mechuyav Veheshev Sagzela. Just the Bezin won't force it. Right? So if that's the case, so then you have a situation of, in Rava, where there's still an obstacle for Kinyanim, because on a theoretical level, you still have the Chiyav. But if you have Shinui Kona, that's going to be better than Kamlei B'Rava Mine. Why? Because Kamlei B'Rava Mine just allows you to ignore the Chiyuv. But Shinui Kona is Mafkia the Chiyuv. You have to be Mafkia the Chiyuv. Of course, again, this you have to take one step back also. Namely, according to this perspective, is it that the Chiyuv of the Heshev Asagzela Shagazal as a Chiyuv is the obstacle? Or the Chiyuv becomes an obstacle in Choshen Mishpat too? In other words, you can't keep it because you have to give it back, or because you have to give it back, therefore your kinyanim are limited. If you say the second way, your kinyanim are really limited, right, Yoni? So then is there a difference between Kamlei B'Rava Mine and Shinui Kona? Yes or no? If you hold, we're trying to figure out, how can you say that Shinui Kona works by neutralizing the Chiyav HaShava and therefore allowing the Kinyane Gzela, the Maisa Gzela, to fully work? We see from Rava that it's not so. Because in Rava you don't have the Heshiv, and yet you don't have full Kinyanim either. Right. So if we said several things, if you hold like the Balamor, so Rava really doesn't hold that way. That's a Drabana. The Drabana has nothing to do with Shinui Kona. If you hold that the Kamlei B'Rava Mine wipe out also the Kinyane Gzela in that case, you also have no problem. Because in the case of Shinui Kona, there are Kinyane Gzela to work with. So we have an answer according to those two perspectives. Now I'm suggesting a third answer, and that is, Kamle Bidraba Mine, especially Rava Lishitaso, may just be that Bezin won't implement. The Bezin not implementing and Shinui Kone wiping it out are two different things. When Shinui Kone targets and is Mafkia Veheshev Vesagzela Shogazal, when you're Mafkia Veheshev Vesagzela Shogazal, that triggers the full Kinyanim. But if you just say, we're not going to impose it, we're not going to enforce it, but it's still out there theoretically. So if we said that all, basically, when you do Ma'is Gzela and you have Kinyan Gzela, you own the object completely. The only thing is a Chiyuv HaTorah, not a Choshe Mishpon obligation, a Yoredei obligation of a Heshev HaSegzela Asher Gaza. So good, then even if Rava just said that it's not enforced, that would still be a problem. So what if it's not enforced? It's not enforced, and the Kinyanim and Choshe Mishpon are complete. So what's the difference between that and Shinui Kone? But if we say it's as long as there's a Yoredei Achiyuv, that is a limitation on the Choshen Mishpat Kinyanim, even according to Rav, one could say that. Right? So then there's a huge difference between Shinui Kone and Kamle Bidraba Mine. Okay, now we get to the Nesivas. So the Nesivas in Sinin, Shin Nun Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph, addresses the exact same problem. Namely, the problem that bothered the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosa. What does Rashi and Tosa say? If you hold like Ravas, so then you have to return the Be'en. But if the Be'en is destroyed later on, 2 hours later, then you don't have to return it. Against the Ramban. Correct? In Sanhedrin. So the question is, why? What about Tavar Rosh Hashanah and all these other things? How can it be? So there are all sorts of answers in the Rishonim, aside from the Balamar. So the Shach says, Shach is a Chinish. Shach is a Mechalik, like the Raibid, between Shabbos, the Kamle B'drav Mineh of Shabbos, and of Machteris, but for a little bit of a different reason, or maybe for a different reason. Or he formulates it as a different reason. Saw, Jakey?
Yeah.
Why?
He said that on Shabbos you still have the Chiyuv.
The Chiyuv is still hovering. When we kept talking about the cloud, you know, of the Machteret, you know, hanging over his head. So basically, the Shach believes in the cloud as well. So he says the Machteret cloud is gone. Why? Because it's not really a Chiyuv, it's a Heter. He doesn't say it in so many words, that's what he means. Machteraso, Zui Hasraso. Right? But once it's gone, once the danger is gone, the Machteret is gone, and therefore there's no reason why it shouldn't be Chai. But Shabbos, he says, there's a Chiyuv Misa. As long as you have the Chiyuv Misa, so the Kamle B'drav Mineh continues. That's the Shach. So the Xos says, we'll get back to this when we get to the Ayin Amud Beis later on, not tomorrow, but we'll get to it. The Xos says, I think exactly what Elichai just said. How far are you going to push that? What do you mean? So what if there's a Chiyuv Shabbos? Right? That's against the Sugyan Erchin, which seems to say that Kamle B'drav Mineh doesn't continue just because you're Mechuyev Misa and you're on your way to the sentence actually being carried out. Even then, the Kamle B'drav Mineh doesn't apply, says the Xos. That's why the Xos opts for the Balamor instead of this Shach. But the Nesivas came up with another solution. This is the huge finish of the Nesivas. The Nesivas said, Michael?
That,
he said, you know what the difference is here?
You're changing from the
A. Kamle B'drav Mineh is the difference. But he says, Kamle B'drav Mineh affects not only the case of whatever, it affects Shinui Kone too. Right? He's mistopic. It's a very fascinating Nesivas. He has a suffix, and both studim of his suffix are important. Where did I say it was? Shin and Aleph? Shin and Aleph Aleph. Right? Yeah. Shin Nun Aleph. Vihine im nishtanis hagzela kagon gonav tlev hotzio beisa shabbos v'nasa ayel. Okay, so it's gonav tlev v'nasa ayel, but the gonav tlev is in the context of kamle b'drava mine. Nistapakti im chayev lahachzir. The suffix and the nesivos, both study a suffix, are fascinating. Why? What's one side of the suffix? Maybe the kiven dahaganav kana gupa gneva v'shinui, the rak damim boi shlume, al ashah shiganavo, al zeh ashah kam lebed ravamine. One side of the suffix is that he wouldn't even have to pay, because the be'en is kona through shinui kona, and the ay chiv tashlumin. Chiv tashlumin is taken care of by the kam lebed ravamine. So think of it. If you have a shinui kona in the context of a kam lebed ravamine, even though the shinui takes place after the kam lebed ravamine, so you have kim lebed ravamine gneva, no longer kim lebed ravamine, and now shinui, right? You will even be pater mitashlumin, which is just like Rava, in a way, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Right? But why? Because the chiyuv, this is a very important yesod. What's the yesod here, Moshe? What's the chiddush here? What's the chiddush in this point of the Nesivos, this side of the Safek?
Which side?
Here he's saying, if this happens, if you have kamla bidrabim and bigneva and shinui afterwards, not only is there no ashava, there's no tashlumin either. What is the chiddush here? Exactly. And the reason that is so is because virak damim boi shlume al hashah shaganavo al zeh ashah kam lebed ravamine. The assumption is that there is no chi of tashlumin at the moment that the be'en is destroyed. The chi of tashlumin is generated only by the ma'isa gneva or gazela. So if there are two dinim, there's tashlumin and there is be'en, and tashlumin is generated dafka at the moment of the ma'isa gzela, and then there's kam lebed ravamine. So normally you would say, but still there's the ban. Right? Well, shinikona. Just that normally, when there's no kam lebed ravamine in the shinikona, you pay. Why? Why do you pay tashlumin? For shasa gzela. Not for shasa shinui. So that's one side of the nesivos, assuming that chiyuv tashlumin doesn't continue or isn't triggered again at the moment when the be'en, when the shinui takes place. Or, says the Nesivos, maybe exactly the opposite is true. Amnam, lefi anias daiti, shanigzal, no tel hagzela af shenishtanes. Shinui kona doesn't work here. Instead of saying one extreme, which is, not only do you not have to pay for the ban, you don't have to pay the tashlumin, either you walk away scot-free, maybe the opposite is true. Maybe you even have to return the ban, even though there's a shinui. How could that be? All right, so we already know this is there could be various reasons. The kinyan shinui nilmad mikra to veheshe v'sagzela shagazal. Imkein shagazal yachsir. The kivan de haTorah chayve b'damim harimuchach derachmana ukma birshuse. Right? This is maybe what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Okay. But I was just... Okay. Bal korchach ukmi rachmana birshuse b'shinui mikrod asher gazal. The dafka b'yivish b'inan ritzi agazlan. Aval b'shinui koni bal korcho. By the way, that's an important line too, which we'll get back to. The Nesivos says, don't think that shinui kone requires kavana. Even if he dafka is kavana lo liknos, he'll be kone. The other achronim, later achronim, Rabbi Chana Wasserman and the Yimei Moshe, I think, make the Sa'ara. They note that if you look at the Gemara in Gittin, Dafnun Gimel, the Gemara speaks there about, our Gemara in Samech Vav speaks about Yiyush being limited to Das Liknos. The Gemara has the same case. In Gittin, they talk about it not in terms of Yiyush, but in terms of Shinui, and they don't give that answer. Oh, we're talking about a case where he has no Kavana Liknos. So they point out exactly what the Nesivos says here is a Davar Pashut. Even if Yiyush Konev requires Kavana, Shinui Kona doesn't require Kavana. That's a huge nafkamina between Shinui and Yiyush. Why should it be so? Kalikai?
That Yiyush should require Kavana?
Yeah, and not Shinui?
Yiyush is first of all, it couldn't be a Sila, then you have to be mad at Mr. Shishka. I'll go with that. Yeah, okay. Yiyush.
Meaning, because Yiyush is really a Kenyan. And it's about the relationship between the Makne and the Kona.
And the Shinui to be Mela?
Shinui, on the other hand, is much seems like a much more objective Kinyan. If it's a total transformation, or if it's a neutralization of the Hashava, yeah, right? And even if it's an act of Kinyan of some sort, it's quite possible that it's more objective. It's not the dynamic of rites. It's not subjective like Yiyush, which requires Kinyan, which requires Ratzon, or Kavana. It's not a Kinyan in the normal sense. At least that's what the... So the Siva is saying, don't think you need Kinyan. Don't you think you require Kavana in Shinui Kona? You don't. It's a very important line. D'chai ba'onsen bal karcha. The kivin to b'makom shu kam lebed rabbi minei lo neschayev v'heishiv to afilu gneva be'ein ena bezn yochal lochu pagazlan l'kayim hashava raka nigzal above notel shalo. This is the what you both were talking about. The Ksos says this explicitly. If you have kam lebed rabbi minei, so we still say after the fact when the cloud is gone, there's a chayev hashava, right? So the Ksos says no, not really. There's hashava, but there's not a chayev hashava. Right? There's no Torah Olav, for example, so the guy can come and take it because you're holding on. There's no Kinyanim, even though there's no Chiyuvim either.
The comparison to Onsim is also very Shita So because he holds.
The comparison to?
To Onsim is very Shita So because one feels that Onsim is.
Like an Onish.
Is an Onish, and she holds Shinui Kona as an act of theft.
Right. I think it's all the Shita So. Very good, 100%. I think this is the Nesivus, very, very consistent here. Kamosha Kasavak Sosim in Shunun, the Kivan de Eno. The Veheshiv, the Lake of Chov, Chamira, Mimel Lokoni Agzela. This is a very strange deceiver. So think what he's saying. Intuitively, we would think exactly the opposite. If there is Kamle Bidrabimine, which is a reason for Ptur, so there would be less reason to say Shinui Kona? It's a strange. So if you interpret, like I was suggesting at other time, which we said before, or Baruch Dov mentioned before also, which is, when there's Kamli Bidrava Mina, you know why it's worse? Because it eliminates the Kinyanic Zela that are the basis for the Kinyan. So it looks like a Kula, it ends up being a Chumra for the Gazlan, right? That's not what the Nesivus is saying. It's also completely not Matim to the Nesivus's view. Not what he says in Simen Lama Dalid, which is that Shinui Kona is an independent Gzela like Tavar Lashasya. Not what he says in Simen Sameach, right? Which is that, you know, the Gezel Akum can be a situation where there's no the Heshiv, and yet there's still a not run restricted Kinyanim. And it's not the language that he's using here. What's he saying here? So he's saying something amazing. He's saying, because there's Kamalei B'Rabamine, there's no Shinui Kona. It's the opposite. No Kamalei B'Rabamine, no Veheshiv, for sure Shinui Kona. Only if you look at it in terms of the original Kinyanei Gzela from the Maisa Gzela. But the Nesivus isn't looking at it that way. The Nesivus is saying, listen, the Shinui Kona works as what? As a Kinyan, as an independent Kinyan, as its own like Tau Brashasya. But it has to be able to relate to the Chefetz HaGazel in a meaningful way to be Konet. Right? It has to do something to the Ben. But if already there's no Chiyuv HaShav on the Ben, now, in this case, he's drawing the line at the Chiyuv, not at the Bailos. Because he's holding with the Ksos, that even though there's Kamalei B'Rabba Minei, the Chefetz belongs to the Nigzal. Chivs belongs to the Nigzal, but there's no Chiyuv. Even that torpedoes Shinui Kona. Why? Because Shinui Kona doesn't exist. It's all part of the same Zeres HaKasuv. Im Kein Shegazal Yachzir Im Lav Damim Boi Shlume. It refers to the Chiyuv. So as long as there's a Chiyuv, and now your Shinui ruins that Chiyuv, that is the act of Gzela. Not the trigger of the original Kinyanic Gzela, but the act of Gzela in its own right. That's a Chiddush of the Nesivus. That's a very important perspective on, and I think in Nesivus Lashitaso, on Shinui Kon. And of course, this works in very nicely what he says in Temura, which is that, what does he say in Temura again? That the pshat of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lamahani, isn't about the original Maisa Gzela, but it is about what? Shinikona itself, as an independent act of Zela, one which targets the Heshev, but not the Heshev for the original Kinyan, the Heshev in its own right. Okay. The Achronim raised an interesting question about the relationship between, since we talk about Rava, and you know the Ravas, the relationship between Rava and Tmura, Rava in Sanhedrin, and again Rava in Bava Kamma Daf Tzadi Dalam Ralef. Just, I'll leave it, you can look up on itself, but the Ksos has a little bit of a discussion of that. Again, Rava in Tmura says, Inachanami, Shini Kone is a special Xeris HaKasim. And that's why, even though generally Iavid La Mahani, here Iavid Mahani. So in theory, one could have said that what Rava means is that Shini Kone is not a Kinyan Zela at all. Maybe it's a din in a new identity. Therefore, it's not an exception at all. Or Rava agrees that Shinui is a Kinyan of some sort. But it's an exception to the rule of Yavid Lamahani. Now, Rava in, again, this has to relate to Rava in Sanhedrin, which we just discussed. How does Rava in Sanhedrin fit in this whole picture of Shinui Kone? Rava in Sanhedrin 9, Beis Adal. But there's also the Rava in Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph to consider. Rabbi has said that all Shinui is one and the same, and Rava said, no, each one is different. So actually, you know, if Rava had depends how you read Rava there. If Rava is saying that Shinui Kone in Gzela is din Kinyan and has nothing to do with identity of the Chayfetz, it's harder to say what I just said in Tmura. But since Rava also is Mechalek between Esnan and Reishis Hagez and Bracha themselves, so it's not such a Dover Pasha that we'd have a Stira. Okay. Was there a question? Yeah. Just give me another 5 minutes after that. I just want to finish up one more thing. Yeah.
Instead of saying that the mitzvah kind of gives a target for the shinoi, could you say instead that it's just that when the mitzvah is there, the shinoi is able to just transfer the mitzvah to the tashlumin. However, when the mitzvah is nullified by a kumlai, you still have the ba'en, which needs to be returned.
Say that one more time. Instead of saying what I said, which was that the mitzvah is the target of the kinyan, and without that there wouldn't be a chalos kinyan shinui because
right.
It wouldn't be significant.
You just said the reason why there's a kinyan there is because the hashava is transferred to the tashlumen. I mean, there's still hashava, just even the tashlumen needs to go back to the nigzal. However,
in the case of Kamei Ramine, is there? That's the whole point of the. I thought that's the first part of the Nesivos where he was saying. And in the case of Kamlim Ramine, you'll never get Tashlumin because of Tashlumin flow from the Maisim.
Right, exactly. There's no Tashlumin, but the Be'en is there. Meaning, the fact that there's no more...
But there wasn't the Vechi of the Heshev Sagzela either in that case of Kamlim Ramine.
Right, but there's a Be'en, which needs to be returned.
There's a Be'en. Also, we're saying what we said before, which is the Nesivus himself, I think, is clearly focusing on the role of the Chi of the Heshev Sagzela Asher Gazal. In theory, one could have said, this is what Elichai and what Ephraim were saying before, in theory, one could have said the same idea, as long as there is a be'en that in Dini Mamanis doesn't belong to you and still needs to be returned.
Right.
I don't think the Nesiva says that, but I think in theory one could say that. Then it wouldn't be dependent on Kamlei B'Rabba Minei, because the Nesivas agrees with the Ksos that even though there's no Chi of Eish of Sagzela Asher Gazal in Kamlei B'Rabba Minei, there's not Kinyan either. It's not B'damim Kaninim.
Well, why is that not the Nesivas?
Because the Nesivus seems to say that, like the Ksos, that in the case of Kamlei B'Rabba Minei, you don't own the Chayfetz. And there is the Heshev, in the sense that the object still belongs to the other, the Be'en still belongs to the Nigzal. He can come and take it anytime he wants. The only thing is that you don't have the obligation to return it to him. Torah Ha'ashava and that stuff you don't have. The Nesivus explicitly says he agrees with the Ksos on that point, that Kamlei B'Rabba Minei only affects the Chiyuv of Hashava, not the kinyan of the Nigzal. Whereas what you're saying is it might depend on the kinyan of the Nigzal. Right? I think you're right, logically, you could say that. But just saying in the Nesivus himself doesn't draw the line there, he draws the line of the Kiyuv. Okay. This question of how Shinui Kone works, whether it works midin the original Kinyanic Zela or an independent Kinyan Zela in one of these various ways, or whether it's based on the more universal idea of Shinui, identity of the object, I think is also reflected in a number of the other issues in the sugya. Yeah.
Just very quickly, just to make sure I understand. The idea that we're saying in the Yeshivas, that fits very nicely with saying that Shinui Kona is very specific Kinyan to Zela, to the Kinyan itself and not anyone else?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, it would have nothing to do with anything else. Absolutely. So let me just mention a few quickly. We're going to have to stop in a minute. We'll just try to finish this off tomorrow. We'll try to start with Yish Kona tomorrow. But let me just mention two that come up, and then we'll pursue a little more. One is Tlev Nasa'ayel. Okay, our Gemara here on Samach Yom Bay speaks about Tlev Nasa'ayel. If you were, when we read the Gemara, I think who read the Gemara? Yitzi read the Gemara? When we, right, at the time? So we said that, right? We said that Tlev Nasa'ayel isn't necessarily the most obvious case of Shinui. Correct? Why? Right. Number one, it's not so dramatic. It's just more, possibly, although we agree that physiologically there might be more dramatic qualitative changes. But, right? And also that it's natural, it's predictable, and it seems like it's mostly quantitative. Okay. So Tlev Nasa'ayel is not such a... On the other hand... some of the Esnan cases seem to be much more dramatic, right? Children and chitim and solas, etc. So we raise this question. Okay. And yet the Gemara links it. Tosas already makes allusion to the fact that, you know, we might argue with Plev and Asa'ayel, but we might agree that there are other cases of Shinui which are Kona. But the Gemara itself is problematic, and that the Gemara quotes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Esnan, in the context of Tlev and Asa'ai. So we already know that the Balei Tosas basically dismiss all of this. Yitzi, and they say? Well, Tosas is trying to explain the common denominator. Tosas also asks, what is Esnan... In addition to the question of, you know, Tlev and Asayo, Tosa says, what does Esnan have to do with Gezel anyway? That's the question.
Right, which seems to indicate that if you look at Shinui and all of one, but also if you're looking at all Shinui as one, you say within the Shinui, then it seems to make sense why.
Yeah, and that's Tosa's answer. It's all din of the continuity of the identity. And Tosa assumes that applies to Tlev and Asa. The Tosa's Rid, Alatar, is very, very bothered by this question. You wanted to see it? Is that Srid? Moshe? Avi? Tosas Srid asks.
I just kept the connection between S9
and. Yeah, and what does he assume?
There is no change of.
For Tlev and Asa'ayo, the Tosas Srid has a. Does he have a Gemara for that, or he just assumes it? Tosas Srid says explicitly Tlev and Asa'ayo, which, according to this mandamar in the Gemara, is a Shinui, which is Kona, is not going to work, even according to Beis Hillel, for purposes of Esnan Zono. If you have a Tlev, should not, right, Avi? Does he have a marker for it or not? You have it open? In the back there? Adam, did you see it? Does he have a makar?
I think he might have brought a Gemara that Beis Hillel says that it's coming to Shinui B'Yadayim.
Well, our Gemara actually is a problem. It's very hard for Tosas Rid to read our Gemara. Because our Gemara quotes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in the context of...
Okay, but he's talking about a different type of Shinui. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are talking about a different type of
Shinui. Oh, okay. Meaning what? Shinui Maisa and Shinui B'Meila.
Right.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, that's what he says in the end. Although it doesn't fully answer the Shakla Vitaria, but at least it partially answers it. But basically, he has no makar. That's really what I wanted to point out. You have it there, Avi?
Actually, we relied on our Tlev and Asa Ayel, Egel and Asa Shor, have a Shinri. You will not allow Tlev, Egel, Vesna, and Asa Ayel, Vesna, and Asa Ayel, the Shor, sharing him on the Beth, but they still have a take. Where he even Shinifsu, Lubod, and Keves, the Egel, should be in the Takana.
Tosas Rid says it's obvious to him, without a makar, that Tlev and Asa'ayel doesn't work in Esnan. which means that it's equally obvious that the criterion of Esnan and Gezel, meaning what he calls the Mizbeach and the Gezel, are two different dinim. And if that's true, then what's the Gemara talking about when it makes this comparison? Go ahead. That's what Adam was referring to. So the Tosas reader comes up with two important yesodas. Number one, he says explicitly against Tosas that it isn't all one halacha. Right? It's conceivable that there are two different dinim here. One is the din of Shinui Kona, Bigzela, and the other one is a halacha of transformation of the identity of the object. Tlev and Asa Ayol can work for Imkein Shagazal. He doesn't explain why, but we've just spent some time explaining why it might be. Right? What he's saying is, Imkein Shagazal Yaxir Mlav Damin Boy Shlume doesn't require a new identity. It just requires a break in the continuity, something that, it's not Kein Shagazal. Not Kein Shagazal doesn't necessarily mean that it's a different Chafza, which is what you need in Esnena. So he basically, but what about the connection of the Gemara? So he basically says there are two dinim of Shinui. Shinui de Mimela and Shinui Biadayim, but they're qualitatively different. Shinuyim that are qualitatively, that are a new identity, are all one halacha. Shinuyim where there's the same identity, just a change in the physical makeup of the object, that's a special halacha and gzeila. Yeah.
Maybe you should ask them to talk about gizos as a shein deraisa.
Gizos.
As a shein deraisa.
For the gizos or for the parts. I'll get to that in a minute too. That also can be an afkamina. So I think there are several examples of this. One is Tlevenas Ayo, which we just saw the Tosas read. Of course, it's very difficult. Again, Tosas disagrees. It's hard to read the Shaklev Tari of the Gemara, according to Tosas read, if there really are two demons. I should also add that Rashi, on Samachemid base, emphasizes that Tlev and Asayel works for Dalad Vehe. For the Halach of Dalad Vehe, meaning Shelo, Toveach, Shelo, Mocher. Is he saying that it only works for that? It's hard to read Rashi. Rabbeinu Peretz considered the possibility the other way, that Tavra V'Shasya will apply, or Dalad V'He will apply after Tlev and Asa Ayel, even if it is some sort of a Shinui. In other words, Pnei Yeshua discusses this as well. In other words, is it possible that Tlev and Asa Ayel is kind of an in-between status? It's not a Shinui Gamur. Right? That's what Tosas Rid is saying. It's not a Shinui Linyan Esnan, it's a Shinui Linyan Gzela. Even within Gzela itself, there's a difference maybe between being Kone and whether or not it fully breaks up the continuity. Remember we discussed that, for example, according to Beit Tam, right, you could be Chayiv Dalad Behe for Tzvicho Mechira, Elichai when?
Yish.
Even after Yish, even though Yish is Kone. So Kinyan, according to all Rishonim, doesn't necessarily preclude Chiyuv Dalad Behe. That seems to be also what Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz has in mind about Tlev and Asa Ayel. That even though it's Shinui and it's Kona, but it's not Shelo Tovech Shelo Mocher Le'inyan Chiyuv Dalad Behe. Fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Tlev and Asa Ayel not as a Shinui Maisa, but as a Shinui Hashem. It's also interesting. Okay. Either way, the contrast between Tosas Rid and Tosas Samachemid Beis is clear. In a similar vein, and with this I'll conclude today, yeah.
And Rashi would be the opposite.
Yeah, in a way. But similar idea, just the opposite application. Yeah. A similar issue comes up in the Shinui Chozer Libriyasa. What do we have about that in Shinui Chozer Libriyasa? Yosef?
Yeah,
exactly. That's the Rabbi Lazar mi Germaiza, I think it was, who has the two deos. Shinui Chozer Libriyasa, if they work, only work in Gzela, or they also work in Esnan. That's two deos. Of course, in light of that, in light of both the Tosfos Rid and Rabbi Elazar Migir Maiza, it becomes very appealing to say that the two psukim, right, Hein Velo Shinuyeim by Esnan, and Kein Shagazel Yachzer Lav Damim by Shlume by Gzela, unlike Tosfos who say ask the question and says that it's just Marbe Shinu Yachozel Abriyasa, but it's all one halacha. It becomes attractive in light of the Tosfos Rid and in light of the Rabbi Elazar Migir Maiza to say that we're dealing with two different dinim. That the pasuk of Hein Velo Shinuyeim in Esnan is about the shinui of transformation, of a new identity, whereas in Kein Shagazel Yachzir is about the shinui of Kinyan Gzela, Kinyan Shinui. And in particular, if you say that the Heshiv and Kein Shagazel plays a role, either the role of the more radical role of it's the obstacle that is neutralized that is the basis, or even if it's like I was suggesting for the Nesivos, which is that you know, you have to target the Hashava to be considered a Chalos Maisa Kinyan. So the idea that that's exactly what the Limud is telling us, and that's something very specific to Kinyan Gzela. It has nothing to do with Esnan or Reishis HaGez or Bracha. The two psukim, in other words, really are two different dinim. The Netziv says something like this, by the way, in his Parish on the Shultos. I think it's Ayin Aleph. I think he says this idea about the two psukim. Okay, we'll stop here. We're going to try to finish off all the Marmakobos of Shinui Kona tomorrow. And if we can, I'd like to try to get through, or at least begin, Yiyush Bavedo Begzela tomorrow as well. Oh, thank you very much. You sent me the, you did the notes, right?